You're listening to SBS News. During the scam attempts, what looks like an Australian phone number might appear on caller ID on your phone as a pre-recorded, computer-generated voice message plays.
Department is investigating you and your family. We had tried to notify you regarding this issue, but we had never got any response from you. So, it has been considered as an intentional fraud and a lawsuit has been filed under your name. In order to get more information, you can call our department number on 280-909-306. I repeat, it's 280-909-306. Thank you.
Assistant Tax Commissioner Kath Anderson says the ATO doesn't allow its own phone numbers to appear on caller ID, and if its staff do call people, they don't threaten them with immediate arrest.
It's important to remember that a legitimate caller from the ATO will never threaten you with arrest, will never demand immediate payment, especially through unusual means like Bitcoin or prepaid cards. We won't refuse to allow you to speak with a trusted advisor or your regular tax agent. And importantly, our phone number does not project on caller ID. So if you receive a call with a call number projecting onto your ID, you can be pretty confident that it's not from the ATO.
Assistant Commissioner Anderson says older Australians can be particularly vulnerable.
The elderly, people who are living on their own, and what we've seen recently is, for example, one elderly person who over the course of about 5 months paid $230,000 to the scammers. Now what they do is they threaten these people and then they panic, and that's when they end up paying the money.
Professor of Cybersecurity at the University of the Sunshine Coast, Dave Lacey, says the criminals making the calls hope their potential victims will respond out of fear.
Well, what they're trying to do is elicit an emotional response of you where you're reacting without thinking. That's absolutely in a scammer's toolkit. That's what they want to happen. And they do that by scaring you. And if whether it's an arrest or a big bill, or you know, you're going to have your telephone line cut off or your energy cut off, whatever it might be, that's what they're going for.
Professor Lacey says people need to resist any pressure to make quick decisions, which is a common tactic used by the fraudsters.
Don't feel pressured into responding to a contact that someone initiates with you, even if they represent themselves as big business or big government. In absolute concrete terms, the tax office and Centrelink and Medicare don't ring you and demand payment over the phone. It's a process in government that is a bureaucracy and takes time, and there's multiple other long-winded ways they engage. So have a healthy sense of scepticism, do your own research, and be proactive in making your own inquiries and make your own phone call and engagement that way.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.